Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. Senate candidates in Louisiana were asked last night to rate two people on a scale of 1 to 10, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal and President Obama.
Obama's a zero. Obama's going to go down as one of the worst presidents in
American history. All right, how about Governor Jindal?
Governor Jindal, he's taking some tough licks. So I'd give Governor Jindal right now a 7.
And Senator?
I would give Governor Jindal barely a 3.
3.
And then I would give President Obama a 6 to 7. I think he's had some really tough issues to deal with.
That was incumbent Louisiana Senator Democrat Mary Landrieu. Before that, we heard from her main Republican challenger, Congressman Bill Cassidy. And with 3 weeks or less than 3 weeks to go before the election, let's bring in Rick Klein, political director of ABC News. Rick, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
And where are we right now in terms of Republican chances to take back the Senate? Because I saw that the New York Times analysis has Republicans at their highest chance yet.
I think they're at a high point right now. They are seeing that the playing field is so in their favor. And you look at the national landscape. We've got a new ABC News Washington Post poll out today. President Obama's approval rating has never been lower. The Democratic Party, low point for 30 years. So you see that national landscape. You see the way it's playing out in states. There's a narrow but consistent polling edge for Republicans in more than enough states. There are a few wild cards left out there, some strange goings on in Kansas and South Dakota. But by and large, Republicans have a very strong chance. They have way more paths to victory and to taking the Senate than Democrats do to holding on to it.
And what are the key races that you're watching? We spent last week looking at a couple of Senate races in Georgia and in North Carolina. Those are tight ones, but what are you watching?
The bellwethers to me are Iowa and Colorado. Those are two states that President Obama carried twice, and it could be that they are the ones that kind of put the knife in the back of the Democratic majority and end it for President Obama with regard to having any control of Congress in the final 2 years. So it would be kind of a weird bookend or a fitting bookend, depending on how you look at it, if either or both of those states were to go. I also think so critical to this race right now is Republicans holding on to the seats that they have. And that's where you come to Georgia. That's where you come to Kansas. That's where you even come to Kentucky, kind of the marquee race of the night when you look at Mitch McConnell, who could either be the majority leader or he still could be out of a job.
Well, what about that race in Kentucky? We're seeing that the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee has gone off the air in Kentucky. They still think the race is competitive, but perhaps a sign that they're losing faith in Democrat Alison Lundergan Grimes, who's challenging Mitch McConnell.
It's triage time for Democrats. They have to pick the places that they can actually make a difference, and they are increasingly pessimistic that they can do that in Kentucky. They haven't given up. They're very proud of the field program they built. There's other ads and other outside groups that will continue to play there, but they're disappointed, and Grimes has had a rough week. She famously stumbled in the last couple of days about in a question about whether she even voted for President Obama, refusing to answer it. It's dogged her consistently, and it's hurt her. She just had her first debate and only debate of the cycle, we believe, in Kentucky, so it's tough for her. This was always the biggest target that Democrats had. They always knew it was going to be a long shot. Beating a majority leader, or minority leader rather, is always difficult, but Grimes is not impressed.
Well, was that a terrible political decision on her part? I mean, she obviously made the choice not to say who she voted for and whether she voted for President Obama, but what do you make of that?
I find it to be a mystifying political decision because I don't think it's that hard to say, yes, I voted for him because I liked his policies better than Mitt Romney's, or I'm disappointed in him, but yes, I voted for him. So they decided to make this about the sanctity of a ballot box and how dare you ask the question. I don't think it's any great big secret. I think if she did vote for Mitt Romney, she'd probably say so because it may get her some points in Kentucky. So I think it's a difficult and maybe difficult to defend stance for her to be taking, but she's decided to do it and decided to stick by it.
Rick, we're also seeing a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll that shows voter interest is unusually low in this election. But just a few seconds left here. What did you say is the top issue for voters this time around?
It's always the economy, but I think close second and maybe eclipsing it is the whole mix of things right now. People are just wondering what's going on in the world when they see Ebola and ISIS right. And the border crisis. It all makes for a toxic stew for incumbents.
Rick Klein, political director with ABC News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.